Today, Bill Treadway for the Society for Authentic Golf Architecture.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, you'll get inside information on how to lower your scores through strategy and course management. We'll ask course pros, designers, and architects to reveal their secrets in an effort to improve your game. If you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, subscribe to the Golf Smarter podcast. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Hi, and thanks for joining us on the Golf Smarter podcast. And before we get to our interview today, let's take care of a little bit of business. We've been talking for a number of weeks now about a giveaway of a T-Tour DVD, and it is time to announce the winner. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank everyone who participated and entered the contest. I was quite surprised at all the entries that came from Hawaii to Quebec, Canada to Johannesburg, South Africa, and our winner came from actually Sao Paulo, Brazil, Jim Almquist. So, Jim, congratulations. We're going to be putting a T-Tour DVD in the mail to you. And to everybody else that entered the contest, we thank you very much. And if you are really interested in getting a T-Tour DVD, a shot-by-shot video guide of the course at Wente Vineyards, which we've done a podcast about, but if you're interested in purchasing one, stay tuned because we're going to have information for you as soon as we get it lined up where you're going to be able to purchase a T-Tour DVD at a discounted rate because you are a Golf Smarter podcast listener. But I'm excited about today's show because this is really interesting. You've heard us talk multiple times to course architects and how listening to a course architect can help you play a course much better. Because learning how they look at the course is going to teach you how to play a course. Today we're talking to Bill Treadway, who has the Society for Authentic Golf Architecture, SAGA. Welcome, Bill.
Hello. How are you, Fred?
I'm doing great. I'm great. I'm glad to have you along. Tell me what SAGA is and how it came about.
Well, SAGA is a society of people who have a common interest, and the common interest is that they have an appreciation and awareness, or they want to develop more their appreciation and awareness for golf course architecture. You don't have to be an architect or a pro. In fact, we welcome everybody from novices to any level to pros. We have PGA head golf professionals in our society. But our mantra is how to lower your score by reading the features of a course. And it's the byline of a book by Robert Trent Jones Jr., Golf by Design. And basically, you don't have to know a lot about architecture to help it lower your score. But more importantly, it helps you enjoy the game more. And I don't know of any golfer who doesn't want to lower their score and enjoy the game more. It just seems like a real natural. And this is how pros become good and go on the tour. But like I said, this golf society is for everybody, from the novice all the way up to the pro.
You know, you talk about the Robert Trent Jones Golf by Design book, and it really was a motivator for me to get the Golf Smarter podcast going. Because I started reading this book and seeing that really there is so much more to playing a round of golf than just hitting the ball. And I'm not the only one in my house who loved this book. My new puppy loved this book to the point where she chewed up most of it. So I haven't looked at it in a while because it's in shreds.
Well, but when people join SAGA, right, they get a copy of this book.
Oh.
And my members just swear by this book. They love it because there are some features in it that are just the most interesting thing I've ever seen. One is the most interesting graphic I've ever seen about golf. It shows a billiard table, and the holes are like the holes of a golf course, and they have a golf course inside the billiard table. And obviously the message is where you play your next shot is what you should be thinking about as you hit your first or second shot. And it's like chess and auto racing, and some of the insights from this book are just spectacular. And I think it's the best book ever written on golf.
And yeah, well, so many of the things you just said are things that I've been talking about on this podcast for a long time. Why, you know, I get an email from people saying, why would I be interested in listening to a course that I know that I'll never play? Why would I be interested in listening to the head pro tell me how to play this course and I'll never play it? Why should people be interested in knowing about other courses even if they're not going to play it?
Well, the courses, some of them are very, very similar. For example, I'm a member of the Donald Ross Society. I'm a fanatic about Donald Ross courses. I love them.
Why? And,
pardon me?
Why?
Well, it's his architecture lends itself to the everyday golfer as well as the pro. And I think everybody knows that Pinehurst No. 2, There's only one person who shot under par in the last two U.S. Opens at Pinehurst number two, and it was Payne Stewart. And yet, the everyday golfer can go to Pinehurst and enjoy that course just as much as Payne Stewart or any of the winners or any of the participants in these last two U.S. Opens. And the classic architecture that Ross had lends itself to using every club in the bag and shot making. And I think that's what golf is all about. And eventually, as people learn golf, you do need to learn every club in the bag and how to use them. And by the way, Pete Dye loves Donald Ross courses. So if you play a Pete Dye course, you're going to see some of Donald Ross in those courses probably.
And, of course, Robert Trent Jones is part of a royal family of golf architects.
Sure, Reese Jones and his father, Robert Trent Jones Sr. We're lucky here in the Monterey Peninsula because we have a course called Laguna Seca. And Robert Trent Jones Sr. and Jr. designed it together.
Hmm.
And we had an event there this past year, which was very successful. And we had the head pro tell us how to play the course. And my members just went crazy. We had the most, the highest participation level we've had. It was great weather in the middle of a rainy season this past few months. And I'll tell you, golf course architecture is not, I don't think it's that big classic buildup you get from pros or from people in the industry. It's something that everybody can appreciate. And part of the mantra of our society is, enjoy the game of golf and the aesthetics of golf course architecture by just enjoying the way it's laid out. Play courses that you like. Don't play courses by some architect that you don't like. And it's sort of like wine tasting or an art show.
How so?
If you go to a wine tasting and you taste wine and there's certain wine you don't like, you're not going to buy it or drink it. You're going to buy the wine that you like, that you taste and that you like. And that's the same thing with our society. You get to sample different courses, figure out which architects you like best, and then we set up our events around our members and where they want to go play. Just like art, if you go and look in an art gallery, you're not going to buy a piece of art just because it's expensive. You're going to buy it because you like it, and if you're going to collect it and put it in your house or your gallery, it's going to be what you like, not what somebody else's. So, again, I think golf course architecture is much like those two things, which are very pervasive here in California.
So, Bill, how did Saga get started?
Well, actually, Robert Trent Jones Sr. was at the U.S. Open in 1999 at Pinehurst, and I was working in the pro shop as a volunteer, since I'm a golf professional, and he heard about that I was thinking about doing this, and somebody told him, I guess, unbeknownst to me, and he was in a wheelchair, and they brought him in, and he wanted to shake my hand, and needless to say, I was touched, and that's when I started this society, and I based it on meeting him and this wonderful book, Golf by Design, which was written in 1993. And that's the way it started, and it was very innocently, you know, put together. But it's been very successful, especially in the last year here on the Monterey Peninsula.
And what does your society do?
We hold events. We're holding about one per month now, but it's going to be more. We set up a schedule. We play different courses by Dr. Alistair McKenzie or A.W. Tillinghast, Donald Ross. We go to many of the courses around here in the area, but we're set up to play all over the country. Our first event was at Tanglewood Park in outside Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That was a course designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr. Our members, you know, sign up ahead of time, show up, play. And we're planning on having events in hopefully every area of the country and every state, and maybe even some international events once we get the international membership up.
So is this an excuse just to go out and play golf, or when you're out there on the course, you talk about the design of the course, or about the strategy of the course?
Yeah, our signature activity is, and this is the way we set it up, for our members to deliver to our members. Our signature activity is to have an architect who designed the course, if they're living, or have somebody, an aficionado of architecture who knows a course, if it's by a Donald Ross who passed away in 1948, come in and talk to us about how to play the course. And lately we've been having golf pros do it instead of architects. And along the lines that you do on your podcast, that's exactly what works. And we have the pro in person talk to us at a luncheon before we start to play. Sometimes they provide us with materials. We give the members yardage books. They can make notes. And we've actually had Ben Alexander, who is the 2004 PGA Northern California Teacher of the Year. He did that with us at Del Monte, Old Del Monte here in the Monterey Peninsula, and he actually went on the course with us. So we've had some extremely good fortune to have head golf PGA pros, LPGA pros, and we're having a golf clinic on June 17th at Poppy Hills here in Pebble Beach, where we're going to have PGA pros talk about golf course architecture in the Jones Room of the NCGA offices, and then we're going to actually have three sessions in the afternoon and maybe even play nine holes of golf on the Poppy Hills course.
And NCGA being the Northern California Golf Association.
Right. When people join SAGA, they get a one-year membership to that as part of their membership.
Okay, so let's talk about the membership and what that entails and what it takes to become a member of SAGA.
Well, the first-year cost is $100.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an NCGA membership, you'll get a free one here for the first few months. You get the book, Golf by Design.
Wow.
Now, for the next 10 or 15 members, we're going to give away a free golf clinic with the membership. So that's got kind of like a special going on now until June 17th.
When is your clinic?
Well, it'll start at 11 o'clock at Poppy Hills.
On what date?
June 17th. It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Of 2006.
2006.
Because people who listen to podcasts, you never know when they're going to download this program.
But our bread and butter is the Golf by Design book, the opportunity to play. We sometimes get our members some pretty hefty discounts, but we don't promise anybody free golf because we definitely can't do that. The price is here. But to give you an example, we've played two of the Pebble Beach properties in the last 2 months. Del Monte and Spanish Bay.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing Spyglass on May 1st. That's the third Pebble Beach property. And we're hoping to play Pebble Beach in June. So that's our little Pebble Beach Grand Slam. And it's for our members. And, participation and availability are factors in having these events. Sometimes they're pricey, like these Pebble Beach events. Sometimes we play courses that are much less expensive. For example, up in the San Francisco area, there's a lot of Dr. Alistair McKenzie's courses you can play for $20 or $25.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know that the McKenzie courses are much more accessible than some others. But not all Donald Ross courses are private courses. Not all Donald Ross courses are expensive. Many of them you can play as a public, like in French Lick, Indiana, or in North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina.
Well, it seems like this is a good synergy between SAGA and the Golf Smarter podcast because we're basically talking about the same kind of information and have the same kind of audience.
When you first told me about the podcast, I couldn't believe it because that's the exact same thing we do, but instead of doing it on a podcast, we do it on an in-person basis, and we try to get the best quality people talking to us. Obviously, we'd like the architect of a course to talk to us, you know, and around here, we just played Spanish Bay last Saturday, and we were going to try to get one of the three designers, the co-designers, but it was difficult to do that because Robert Trent Jones Jr. travels quite a bit. It's very hard to get him.
Yes.
Then it's kind of tough to get Tom Watson because he's on the Champions Tour. But then Sandy Tatum is a person that I'd like to get in touch with and see if he can't talk with us. He actually is a co-designer of Spanish Bay. And just a real proponent of Harding Park if San Francisco members are listening up there.
And wait a minute, who is Harding Park designed by?
Let me think.
It's not a McKenzie, is it?
I'm not sure. And because we're in SAGA doesn't mean that we know the designer of every course.
We're
but
learning.
I'll tell you, what they did with Harding Park was spectacular.
Yeah, you know? I have played that course and it was just wonderful.
I'm not sure if Sandy Tatum designed it.
He was a co-designer, I think.
Yeah, and I tell you, I heard him speak on a radio show about it, and boy, that really turned me on. And my girlfriend and I actually went up to Harding Park for the final day of that championship.
Oh, man, what a great final day that was.
It was just beautiful. Sun was out, and, you know, I was hoping to get in touch and talk with Sandy Tatum and have him come down this past Saturday, but a lot of these people are very busy, and they can't do it. And it turns out that the golf pros are really sometimes the better people to come and tell you about a course and how to play, especially if they're the head golf pro at their particular course, you know.
And, of course, that's why we do that here on Golf Smarter, is talk to the head pro, because they can give you intimate details, local knowledge on how to play a course, how to play a hole.
Well, some of my favorite designers are Arthur Hills. I've met and played with Donald on a Donald Ross event with Arthur Hills. I've spoken with Tom Doak before. I mean, I haven't spoken with Tom Fazio or Pete Dye or Reese Jones, but I hope to in the future. Mm-hmm. And we hope to have those kind of designers come and speak to us. Carmel Valley Ranch was our first. If anybody's ever heard of that, it's a wonderful course here in Carmel Valley. It was designed by Pete Dye. We hope to have him come. It was also designed by David Paffey, who lives in the valley. So I've been really blessed and privileged to be in contact with a lot of architects.
Right. Well, based on the conversations that I've been lucky enough to have for this program, that's very true. I've learned a lot from the people that we've talked to.
Well, you were speaking of golf architecture design families. There's one in North Carolina in Pinehurst, and it was Frank Maples, who worked with Donald Ross, his father, Ellis Maples, and their son, Dan Maples. And Dan Maples runs Dan Maples Design Incorporated in Pinehurst. And we're planning a trip to Pinehurst and hoping he can speak to us about Pinehurst, his father having designed Pinehurst number 5.
Wow.
So there's another family in addition to the Jones family, the Maples family.
And the Fazio family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you mentioned Jim Fazio the other day, right?
Yeah, well, we did a show with him recently as well.
And I think Tom is very well known. I mean,
yes.
Anybody who doesn't know Tom, the name Bob Fazio, probably hasn't been around.
Well, if they listen to this show, my guess is they've heard of him.
Now, one thing I do want to add, though, is that a lot of people play golf, and they don't care who designed the course.
Right.
And
oh, absolutely.
Those people, if they don't have a care about golf course architecture, then, you know, they're not good candidates for being invited into our society, because the society is not elite, it's not aloof or anything like that, it's not for privileged country club members, it's for anybody who wants to join. But you do have to have a little bit of an awareness or appreciation for architecture, or be willing to develop one. And that's one of the best things about Saga, is that it gives people the opportunity to develop the appreciation for this. And I believe, and I've talked to a number of pros here in the Monterey Peninsula, who feel that the sooner a golfer, whether it be novice, mediocre, or really low handicap, it doesn't matter what level of golfer you're talking about, the sooner they develop a little bit of appreciation for golf, for this architectural aspect, the better they'll be by lowering their score. But I tend to think it's the more fun you have when you go out and play the course, the aesthetics of it.
Man, are you sure you haven't been listening to this program? Because this is what we talk about all the time, that
it's
golf
the same
is...
same way I felt when you told me what you're doing, because I just think this is a match made in heaven, you know?
Yeah, it's like you play better when you golf smarter. All right, let's take a short break. We'll be right back, and I got more questions for you.
As we make the turn, we want you to know that we're taking requests. If you'd like us to feature a specific course on Golf Smarter, our email address is golfsmarter@ttour.com. That's Golf Smarter, one word, at TEETOUR.com. Whether you're planning a golf vacation, playing in an upcoming tournament, or have a favorite course for which you have a question, please let us know and we'll do a show just for you. Again, here's your host for Golf Smarter, Fred Green.
Okay. Boy, Bill and I are spending so much time talking in between the recording times, and we're going to announce a contest where we're going to give away a couple memberships to Saga, so stay tuned for the end of that. But I want to focus right now on course strategy, course management skills, because that really is what I think the core of this program is, and it sounds like Saga is deeply involved in the idea that learning how to read a course is going to help your game. Is that true?
Absolutely. Some courses are set up, and you can just take a look at the hole, and you can know automatically where to hit it. But that's not always true. Sometimes you have blind shots. Sometimes you have, you could have sand traps right in the middle of the fairway. You could have trees right in the middle of the fairway. So oftentimes, your first shot, you should be thinking of your second shot as you hit your first shot. Now, some people tell me, oh, I'm not a good enough golfer to do that yet. You may not be now, but the sooner that you learn that concept, the better golfer you'll become, and you'll become a better golfer quicker. And we all know that some people take the game up and become really good right away, and they're probably good at course management and the mental aspect of the game. So really, we believe that this appreciation of golf course architecture, the awareness of what it is going to play right into your hands for your second shot. And like I said, golf pros talk about it as course management or the mental aspect of the game. We tend to think of it as just, let's just have a little awareness of how this course is set up. Do you ever buy a yardage book? Do you ever look at the hole before you play it? One of my pet peeves is a person that goes out, just tries to rip the cover off the ball and just hit it as far as they can. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where the ball's going. Some players even play three woods off of certain tees just so they won't overdrive the fairway. So that's just part of what we're all about.
Oh, I have, and I know he doesn't listen, so I can say, my brother-in-law, he doesn't see anything but the golf ball. I mean, he doesn't even see wildlife on it.
Pretty focused guy, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean,
nothing wrong with being focused.
It's singularly focused.
What you focus on.
Exactly.
And it's not to be critical of your brother. I mean, I'm sure his heart's in the right place, but you know, he's probably, maybe he's focusing on the course and you just don't know it.
Well, you know, he'll know that he lands in a trap, but he doesn't see the trap before he hits the ball.
I don't want to get any nasty email from your brother now.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. I don't think he's ever heard this show. Family tends to go, oh, that's nice, but they don't listen to these things, you know. No, it's the new friends that you make when you do a podcast, the people who are interested in this topic.
Well, I hope I addressed your last question.
Well, I think so. We've talked many times about how when you're standing on the tee, to kind of visualize yourself on the green and work your way backwards.
Well, I'm a chemistry professor, and I used to teach my students to visualize. Visualization is extremely important, whether you're talking about a science or about... I'm also a golf teacher.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about that. Who are you? You said you're a golf professional. You said you're a chemistry teacher.
Well, I tried the senior tour in 99, and you had to become pro to do it. You have to check a little box that says other professional. So I tried the senior tour in Monday qualifiers, and it was the hardest, most difficult thing I ever tried in my life. But it also opened up the golf industry to me, and like I said, I formed Saga in 1999 along with that. And I believe that, you know, the whole concept of Saga... When I started paying attention to golf architecture, my average score went down from 85 to, well, scratch. And then I actually shot a couple of 65 and a couple of 66s, 67s, whatever. And it was all because I was visualizing properly and I was paying attention to golf course architecture. And this all happened in Illinois at a place called Quail Creek Country Club in Robinson. They used to play PGA events there for 7 years. It was a Shriners event. And some of the pros, Lee Trevino, he loved that course down there when he played it. So there's a lot of history to this, too, and we feel that our society also lends itself to golf history. And the history is well known that Ben Crenshaw is a great designer, great player, and a great golf historian. And that kind of thing attracts our members, too, golf history.
Absolutely. And I think
that's my little story, and I'm sticking to it. You know?
We don't buy it. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, there was one hole at Quail Creek that if you drove over the clubhouse, it was a par five, and one of the pro players, I'm not going to mention who, he used to drive over the clubhouse to this hole, and he used to cross the water twice, and there was a little local rule there, you know, two-stroke penalty. So he tried to drive the green on a par five beyond and won and be putting four because he took a two-stroke penalty. But Quail Creek is just a darling little resort course in Robinson, Illinois, and it was where, you know, it was where I kind of got my feet wet.
Mm. Okay, so let's figure out if people want more information about Saga or they'd like to join Saga. Let's give them the information. Your email address, may I give that?
SagaGolf@AOL.com.
SagaGolf.
Very simple.
@AOL.com.
Our nickname is the Sorry Ass Golfers Association.
Hey, you can't talk like that on here.
Well, a lot of people join because they think it's that, and when they find out it's about architecture, they want their money back.
No, they don't. They still want to talk about golf. No, any excuse.
We just
to
have
talk
a lot of
golf.
Fun. That's the main thing about Saga is to have fun. And if your score happens to go lower, you know, so be it.
All right, so sagagolf at AOL.com for more information, and if you'd like to join. Also, if you're in California or in the United States and you want to give Bill a call, it's Bill Treadway. His number is 831-917-9512. And if you become a member of Saga, you receive...
Copy of Golf by Design.
Copy of the book Golf by Design, which I highly recommend.
A membership to NCGA for a year.
A membership to the NCGA for 1 year. And if you're one of the next, 10 people to sign up?
10 to 15 people. If you're next 10 to 15 people, you get a free golf clinic at Poppy Hills. And we just about nailed that down with them.
Okay, and that's on June 17th, 2006.
That'll start at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Go to about 4.
Okay.
We might even have 9 holes of golf at the end of it. So we're looking for international members. We'd like to do a little traveling to New Zealand, maybe Australia in the future.
Sounds like fun.
But we do have a set schedule through 2006 right now. And if you'd like to write us or request any information, we have a nice brochure. We have a California brochure. We have a national brochure. We're also a member of the National Golf Foundation. We're a member of the International Network of Golf. And in addition to the Northern California Golfer Association, we're an associate club of them. We're also applying for membership to be an affiliate club of the Southern California Golfer Association.
Fabulous.
Yeah, we have
you guys
members
are legit.
In Long Beach, San Diego, Palm Springs, La Quinta. We like to promote friendship, camaraderie, conviviality, congeniality, all those nice terms, you know, those nice adjectives.
Okay, well, and the one obvious question, and I can go ahead and answer that, is the website is being designed.
Absolutely.
There
we're
is
gonna
no
have
website
a real nice
yet.
Website.
Right.
Right
okay.
Now, we're probably about 90 members right now.
Okay, and for somebody who, you know, has an issue maybe with the $100 or you know, not sure, but they still would like to be a member, let's do this. Bill, can we give away a membership on the Golf Smarter podcast?
We'll give away 2.
Oh, my goodness. All right, here's what we'll do.
Well, we're making you a member, first of all.
Thank you.
So you might actually have to play golf with Fred Green. You might want to consider that before you join.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be exposed. I am not going to wear a name tag, I promise.
Well, you
won't know it's
your handicap already, so you watch out now. You don't want me to say that, do you?
No.
Tell them my handicap, please.
No, don't. I don't want to tell anybody how bad I am. Okay, so what we're going to do is for the next month, we'll give this away on June 1st. So why don't you send us an email, put in the subject title Saga, S-A-G-A, and give me your name and where you're writing us from. And after 4 weeks of this, and we'll promote it each week in the Golf Smarter podcast, we'll pull out 2 names, and those people will receive, courtesy of Bill Treadway, a free membership into the Society for Authentic Golf Architecture. And send it to golfsmarter@ttour.com. That's TEETOUR, one word, golfsmarter@ttour.com, and we'll do the drawing in the first week of June, and we'll give away 2 memberships. Bill, thanks so much for your time today. We really enjoyed this, and good luck.
It's been a pleasure, and if I could add one thing.
Please.
We try to have a speaker at every event, but sometimes it's difficult to get people to speak. I think sometimes we have more fun when we don't have a speaker because we're all talking to each other.
Yeah.
You know, we try, our signature activity is to have a speaker, but if we don't, we make the best of it, and we try to play very interesting courses that have redeeming qualities. And
well, I got an idea.
Not to say that we're not going to play Muni down in Santa Cruz sometime like we're going to do next week, but...
I got an idea. If you don't have a speaker, why don't you play one of the Golf Smarter podcasts? We've interviewed 3 different course designers.
You're going to look forward to doing that, and I want to interface with you and just do this wonderful new technology that you're instituting.
Ah, well, you know that. Okay, well, thanks for talking to us, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
And remember, this is proof positive. Golf is more fun when you golf smarter. Thanks for listening. I'm Fred Green.